Revelation of the Revelation, Tablet 22, Chapter 12. And there appeared a great woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Revelation 12, 1. This is the description of the beginning of the awakening of the creative forces, the Word, in the universe. The Word, the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Mother, and there appeared a woman, is awakened, released. Through understanding the Holy Ghost, clothed in the sun, the moon, or lower nature can be overcome. However, if the Holy Ghost, Holy Mother, is not understood and or is misused, it becomes the woman and will become temptation and the lower nature of man, moon. Those who overcome will be clothed with the sun, spiritual knowledge, over their lower natures, moon, and will be crowned with the 12 powers, pranic powers of heaven. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. Revelation 12:2. She was delivering a child, the first begotten son. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Revelation 12:3. A great red dragon. The color red is the symbol of attraction. So the dragon is attractive and catches the attention. The dragon is related to the Maya, Holy Mother, becomes woman or passion, which is the power of the external world to bind a man and prevent him from pursuing higher consciousness. The 7 heads of the dragon are the 7 false attractions of Maya, which bring false satisfaction to the false ego. These are 1. Excess attachment to life, survival. 2. Excess attraction to food, overeating. 3. Power. 4. Beauty of body or for self-gratification. 5. False attraction to the sexual world. There is a footnote there. False attraction to the sexual world for satisfying unsatisfied emotional needs. False attraction as adultery. False attraction when sex becomes a great part of the life. False attraction as a thinking disturbance rather than the reality of it, which is unimportant. Spiritual attraction to the sexual world is to have sex through marriage in order to have children and create a unit block for society, and also to become unified in higher levels as one. And 6, wealth, and 7, intellect, blind intellect. The 7 crowns are the false satisfactions or prestige related to these things. The 10 horns are the byproducts of the false ego related to these 7 heads of Maya, such as anger, fear, vanity, false prestige, lust, pride, envy, etc. In fact, attraction to Maya will bring desire, and desire results in attachment, and attachment increases the greed, brings more attraction, and the wheel goes on and on. These will result in being drowned in the ocean of Maya and being eaten up by the red dragon. The result will be uncontrollable anger, lust, pride, envy, and all those things related to the lower nature, the animal part of the human. The wonder appeared in heaven, so the dragon was still in heaven. In this stage, the unit consciousnesses were still in the unmanifested world, and they were under the influence of the lower nature, which is the power of the Tamaguna over their souls. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Revelation 12:4. So Maya, The lower nature stands in front of all humans, even the great souls, to mislead them as soon as possible, stood before the woman. The sentence, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, means that Maya has misled so many unit consciousnesses in heaven away from the path to higher consciousness and has led them to hell, their lower natures, ignorance, earth, even before this manifested world was created. Also, this means that Maya casts people from reaching higher consciousness, heaven, to the earth, lower nature, ignorance, hell. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Revelation 12:5. However, her child was caught up unto God and to his throne, which means that God will protect her child from being misled by Maya. As it was said, the woman is the symbol of the Holy Ghost in the universe, the creative force, the Holy Mother, from which the first begotten son, a man-child, had emerged. Also, being caught up unto God and to his throne means that only by his grace can man be saved, of course, after we prove ourselves to be willing. So, by his grace, this first begotten Son of God is saved, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. It happened before this manifested universe was created. Let there be light. Genesis 1:3. For more detail, read the book The Base. To be caught up unto God and to his throne means to become God conscious and saved by him from the power of the Tamaguna, dragon. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Revelation 12:6. This woman will be fed in the wilderness for 3,500 years, or for this period of time, the true meaning of who this woman is will be hidden from humanity. The wilderness is the confused world. The place prepared of God means that it all has been done by his will. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Revelation 12:7. The angel Michael is the symbol of the Rajaguna, or the I do part of the universal mind. It is used as the active force in using the Tamaguna, the dragon, to create the manifested universe, Maya. But there was a great resistance on the part of the dragon to be used in this process, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Revelation 12:8. They were cast out of heaven to the earth. The Tamaguna was used in creating this manifested universe, and neither was found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:9. Eventually, truth will win over ignorance, and the devil, which is Maya, will fall from its high position. It will fall on the earth, which means that only those who are in their lower natures will be deceived by him. This verse also means that the earth is a place where the lower nature of man, devil, power of the Tamaguna, has been cast to from heaven, higher or pure consciousness. Again, we see that this manifested universe is a place of for purification. It is neither illusion nor reality, but a place of opportunity to grow to higher consciousness and overcome the lower nature.